Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
IQ.
Cut. Costa Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Selvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Motherfucking show. This is the number one radio station and ballroom motherfucking history where you get all the tea, all the facts, and all the details, okay? I don't need anybody to get my motherfucking tea, and the girls need to stop using my aftermath clips to get the tea and get all the motherfucking dirt that's going on and take it on your motherfucking show. If you're an A-list reporter, Miss Faye, you should have all the facts and all the details and everything ready to go like I do. I learned from the best when I started this job. The legendary icon, CEO, Jasmine motherfucking Couture. When I sit here on Monday nights, and I sit here on Tuesday nights, and I sit here sometime on Wednesday night, I get all my facts, I get my notebook down, I get my email open, bitch, and I get everything that I need to get, bitch, and I have a six-screen spread across my motherfucking computer with everything that I'm going to give to you and everything that I'm going to break to you, bitch. I play no games. That's why I am TMZ/E News of the ballroom. I'm the best reporter in the motherfucking game, and the girls can't motherfucking take me for that. My mouth is raw. My mouth is real, and my mouth says what the fuck it says. And I don't bite my motherfucking tongue, because like the icon, overall founding father, Tony Revlon, is 150% real, and I'm the other 149% real with everything that comes the fuck out of my mouth. So any bitch that want to dance with me tonight, and you want to play with me on a blue moon night, feel free to call into the motherfucking show, because it's definitely going down here on this motherfucking show tonight. I see my girlfriend Miss London just hit me up on Facebook, and she's ready. And I see that my brother Rodney will be ready in a little while. But baby, we're definitely be gonna get this madness started. I'm waiting for my girlfriend Alexis to hit me up and let me know what she's doing. But without further ado, let me go get my motherfucking girlfriend and bring her up on the line. It's the one and only Miss Motherfucking London Motherfucking Bridges. How's it?
I'm come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like London,
Mouth, mouth, mouth. Dirty in verb. Dress the verb like a lady. Let me show you.
Letty, you're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London.
Ella Maliki. Ella
What's going on, Miss London?
Hello, darling.
Yes, what is going on, honey? Somebody, I don't know where Miss, somebody needs to tell me where's Maya at. Somebody's telling me that Maya is back and she's on the line. She has came out of hiding and everything since her failed interview and everything, and they said she's on the line, honey. But I don't know where at.
Honey, I have a picture of you. Who's this boy in the picture with you?
What boy in the picture with me?
It looked like you gained your 100 pounds back, too.
I gained a... Oh, no, baby. You didn't see that me in that slimming dress. I didn't gain no weight back, London. But what picture are you talking about?
Who's the boy? Just tell me.
I don't know what picture you're talking... I don't know which one you got, London. I done posted up a lot of things this weekend.
Okay, I'm about to watch.
Yeah, I posted up a lot of things this weekend, so I don't know which one you talking about, honey. And to my girl for 15 inches, bitch, you already motherfucking know, bitch. Mother ain't coming half-ass, bitch. When I open up the motherfucking doors of this motherfucking show, bitch, I'm always going to be a main stage motherfucking girl. I've never been a background motherfucking dancer. What, London?
Kelly, you know you were a doo-wop pop chick.
No, I was never a doo-wop pop pop chick like you know, the Braxton sisters, honey. I always was Tony in the front. But bitch, you know, I'm going to read tonight. Okay? I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say. And if anybody's trying to get on the phone lines because y'all have something to say about anything that happened this weekend and you can't get on the phone lines and you are definitely an A-list type of person, feel free to definitely hit me up on Facebook and send me your number and I will call you directly to get you on the lines if you have something to say, because I know it's a lot of topics that the girls want to talk about and the girls definitely do want to address. I'm waiting for Rodney to get... Rodney's about to get off of work in another 5 minutes. I waited for Rodney. I waited for Miss Alexis. I don't know where she's at. So I'm waiting for her to call in here. But we have some callers up here already. So
honey,
before we start the... What'd you say, London?
Your picture, it's up.
My picture is up? Wait, hold on. Let me go see this picture that's up. That ain't me, London, bitch! Girl, don't try me, London. Bitch, that ain't me. I don't even know who that child is. Okay, they said Maya and TJ is back. Honey. But let's take some of these callers first. 917-929, you're live on the air. 917-929, you're live on the air. I ain't playing no games with you girls tonight. It's a lot of people that got ones up here, and if you press one, baby, off the board, you better say just listening or something so I can get you out and press one again, because we're not going to play this game because, you know, the phone line is already jam-packed, okay? So hold on. Let me find my – I got to give a big shout-out. Why? Before I go to the rest of these callers, I have to give a big shout-out to my girlfriend. She's on the phone line. And
that's you. She has the same tattoo and everything on the show.
No, that's not me. That's not me, London. That's not me. Hold on. Let me find my girlfriend's number so I can put her name by her number so when I start clearing the lines. I don't see it. Wait, hold on. But I know she's listening. My girl is on the line and she's listening. I don't see her number up here, but I'll find it. I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriend, Red Snapper.
215-863.
What?
215-863. I guess Maya thought you were talking about her.
Oh, no. I was giving a big shout-out to my girlfriend, Red Snapper. Hold on. Let me get her.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hello.
Maya.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, girl, you're back.
Yes, I'm here and I'm queer and I'm everywhere.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so what happened to you and your failed interview before I get into all the gossip and stuff?
Yeah, the interview didn't really go through. I tried to get in touch with the person, but the person wasn't there. So, you know.
Girl, you said you lost his number. Stop playing.
Yeah,
hello.
I did. I lost my phone.
Hello, Maya.
Yes, hello.
But wait, once he has arrived? Wanted
what happened?
Mother wanted to.
Would you say London?
Mother wanted to in the dress is that? Is that a pink dress?
I got some, you know, I got some tea. I was, you know, Jason gets very upset when I post things in the room and then I take it out. But I posted something in the room.
Yeah.
But I forget that, you know, the girls from the other room is in our room. So I'll post it at 12 o'clock when they show go off the air.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about it when the girls go off, because I don't want the girls to talk about it while we on the air. So I'll post it afterwards.
Okay.
So I'll post it back. I'll post it back at 12 o'clock.
Wait a minute, you're not in the aftermath room.
Yes, I am. I'm on from my other page, my Kelly Harrison page.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold
wait.
On.
Marcus just hit me up and said, "Why did he get kicked out of the London party? What?"
Who kicked which Marcus?
I don't even care.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fuck my girlfriend up. 718-813, you're live on the air. 718-813, you're live on the air. You're gone. I'm coming down to the list. 404-421, you're live on the air. 404-421, you're live on the air. Okay. You're gone. 315-450, you're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, press 1 and take your hand down. Caller, press 1 and take your hand down. He's gone. Listen to my directions when I give directions. Okay, nobody got time for that. Okay, hold on, let me see. Okay, let me get Rodney on the phone lines right now. He is ready. Hold on, Rodney is ready. Let me get him on the phone lines. Hold on, let me get Rodney up here. I don't know what's going on with Miss Alexis. I guess she was too busy on the other show, so now she's asleep.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney. Realness. Urban. Let's go.
What you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Val. Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle, Rodney.
Hi,
good evening, good evening, good evening.
Hey, Rodney.
I have a bone to pick with you.
What's going on, Rodney? Hey, Jason. What's wrong, Rodney?
Did you really call into the show and try to back me up in the corner with Ron?
Did I do what?
Did you really call into the show on Tuesday with Malone?
Yes, I did. Well, you know, everybody has a, you know, chance to dispute the case or, you know, plead their case. So we're the number one show, so we don't mute the people. We, you know, allow them to speak their mind and get everything off their chest, and then I will hang up with her and allow you guys to continue reading.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to take these last two callers, and then callers, don't press one unless you're one of the co-hosts. Call it into the show because we're not going to be taking any more callers until we finish our recap. 517-268, you're live on the air.
I
want to
do a
compilation. 517-268, you're live on the air. Press one and take your hand down. Why do people can't follow directions? 713-894, you're live on the air.
Hello, Mrs. Bridges. Hello, Kelly, Rodney, Jason. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Ted.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, Ted.
I'm so glad I finally got on, honey. It was like torture. I kept hearing that man. He was irritating me.
Yeah, because you know I'm dropping these girls calls. And if I don't know your number, baby, I'm gonna be dropping your call when it's time.
I had to call it from the private line. I had to call it from the other line, honey. I didn't give you that 678 number, honey. I had to give you a new line, honey. But I'm just listening, honey. I'm ready to see what's going on tonight.
Oh, you can stay right there with us, honey. Because you know when I go in, if I don't know y'all numbers and I start dropping numbers, don't get mad when I drop your number because I don't know your number, okay? Because I know this girl's gonna want to be calling in here to take you know and have a rebuttal. Okay.
Yeah, Kelly, because I have some questions for you about some misunderstandings I heard on that show.
I don't know if the icon is still here. I seen him earlier, but I know he don't like to hold on. Oh yes, he is here. But we're gonna start with the recap before we go into that show. No, you know, hold on. You know what? We're not gonna go into that. Go ahead, Jason, with your questions that you have,
Someone who said they came out before you, because I didn't catch his name because I was in the process of getting ready for this show, so I was hanging up on that show, was saying that you weren't legendary for what you're legendary for, that you were legendary for being a drag queen, and that they brought you out.
You're talking about the Midwest mother, Ray Ray Mizrahi, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you know what, I keep saying this all the time to these motherfucking girls. I don't know why these girls can't motherfucking take me and want to come and sit and motherfucking disrespect me, and do you make yourself look like a motherfucking ass. Miss Thane, these girls want to make themselves look like a fucking ass, Miss Thane. You make yourself look stupid when you say, oh, I brung this person out. I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that, Miss Thane. When in all actuality, bitch, I'm the bitch that voted for you to get your motherfucking position, bitch. I superseded you and you brung me out, Miss Thane. So how fucking dare you want to sit here and try to comfort me, Miss Thane, bitch, when you was legend and all of this stuff before me, bitch, but I came right behind you and superseded you and crowned you your motherfucking position. So that makes you look like a motherfucking ass because I had a vote to put you in the position that you motherfucking got, the position that you're not even doing nothing with. Miss Thane, you're a motherfucking overall motherfucking mother, Miss Thane, and you're not doing nothing with your position, and it's no shade, and I already called Andre and told Andre about it. It's no motherfucking shade to end. It's no shade to the house of Mizrahi. This is directed towards Ray Ray, okay? So it's no shade towards the house. Okay, you got a motherfucking chapter, and you're not doing nothing with your motherfucking chapter, Miss Thane. The only person that's doing something with your motherfucking chapter and keeping the motherfucking chapter alive is the fabulous motherfucking bitch in your motherfucking chapter, and that's motherfucking Mother Kima. Bitch, you're not doing anything but sitting here running around chasing behind motherfucking dick, bitch. Don't come for me, motherfucking fella, Miss Thane, okay? Bitch, like I told the girls, Miss Thane, I have been walking and doing my thing for years, bitch. I ain't never asked for any motherfucking thing. Only thing I ever wanted was motherfucking of the year. Crowned me motherfucking legendary, Miss Thane. I have walked, and whether the girls walked or not, in whatever state that I was in, I have walked, and I have won face, and I have been big girls motherfucking face of the year for 6 years in a motherfucking row until motherfucking Anaya Princess came and motherfucking took it when I was in motherfucking jail. And then Rose took it the year after motherfucking that, and now it's back to motherfucking Anaya again, mistake. So how motherfucking dare you want to sit here and come for my motherfucking title and everything that I'm doing that you're not doing, but you brung me out, mistake. You make yourself look like an ass, mistake. Do your motherfucking homework. Build your motherfucking chapter, bitch, before you think about coming for me. Because like I tell the girls all the time, Miss Thing, bitch, my resume not ass mother, Miss Rahi. My resume not ass East Coast mother, Miss Rahi. My resume as boss lady of the house of Miss Rahi supersedes her motherfucking resume. So she don't motherfucking want me.
Yes, because your ass is your ass. And your thighs are with your motherfucking head. Yes.
Okay, so she needs to motherfucking cue and stop trying to make a motherfucking scene and coming up on that motherfucking show and want to bring in bad motherfucking publicity. Because if she was like her mother, she would know that you need nothing but good publicity when you're having a house ball, Miss Thing. So you shouldn't be up there on that show, Ramon Croft Jr., Miss Thing, reading and having anything to say about anybody's motherfucking house or how you feel about anybody that's walking the scene or doing whatever the fuck they doing in the scene right now when you're 2 weeks away from having your house ball and you want to come and sit here and talk about, oh, I don't see that lady for legendary realness and what did she do in the 90s and all of this shit. However the fuck you see it, Miss Thing, Miss Pam has a motherfucking house, Miss Thing, however big or however small her house is, Miss Thing. So why would you come and read her, Miss Thing? That's taking away coins from the house of Miss motherfucking Rahi. Bitch, no motherfucking PR and know what the fuck you doing. Keep your motherfucking mouth closed, bitch. You don't have an opinion about anything or anyone until September 2nd, faggot.
Oh, shit.
And I motherfucking thank you.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
other questions, Jason?
No,
because any motherfucking smart person would know, and Rodney knows, and Jasmine knows, and anybody that's having a ball know they don't have no opinion. Ballroom is politics. When it comes to having an opinion about something, you keep your opinions to a limited or say, I don't have anything to say. Bitch, the day after your motherfucking ball mistake, you can say what the fuck you want a motherfucker say because the ball's over, bitch, and you got their motherfucking coins. Bitch, you don't have an opinion, especially not an opinion toward a house mother. Ray Ray. And I thank you.
Yes.
Okay. She shouldn't have had an opinion. She shouldn't have an opinion and not even the second. She shouldn't have an opinion until Monday night on the motherfucking 4th after the house ball is over and after the mini ball is over. Because any motherfucking light that comes across the house of Mizrahi is going to come towards the house because he said it. So it's being taken as a whole.
And I thank you.
And I thank you. And there was a new post. Maybe we should congratulate him.
Okay. So wait, hold on. Now let me get Miss Alexis on the phone now. She's ready now. Hold on, y'all. And then we're gonna go into the recap. Hold on. Let me get her on right now. Then we're gonna go into the recap. So the girls need to do their PR homework. Hold on, we're getting Alexis Snow right now. You already know. Okay.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shady Lady. That realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says the dude won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Alexis.
Hello.
Okay.
No, Alexis Snow, you already know that. That's Kelly in that picture.
London, when I tell you I had to look at that picture twice,
Like, y'all know that's not me in that motherfucking picture, bitch.
I was telling you, I was sitting here like, girl, how Kelly let them catch her no makeup? She just looked blah. Quiet, girl.
That's not me in that picture, but,
What's hot? What's up, everybody? What's hot? What's not?
Okay, so we're gonna start with Friday night, and then we're gonna go into Saturday, and then we're gonna go into Sunday. Friday night, Mother Madison St. Clair, and I forgot the other young man name. They gave a ball in New Jersey, and grand prize. The categories went really fast. The ball was over within like a half an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. The ball was over. The grand prize was $1,000 performance, and from what I hear, I don't know from actual facts, but from what I heard was that if 15 people wasn't walking, that they was not giving out the $1,000. Kool-Aid
people.
Counted 15 people.
Hold on, wait. Ballroom is getting carried away with this a minimum of people that have to walk the category to give out their coin. If you put the cash on the category, I don't care if one person walks. You owe them people that money.
Well, that's what they was giving. If 15 people, that's what I was told. I don't know. I didn't hear this from them. But that's what was said. If 15 people wasn't walking, they was not giving out the cash. And Kool-Aid called the category. She counted the category down to one. Nobody walked. And so then Madison came on and was like, I don't know what's going on, but the commentator is saying that she closed the category, so the category is closed. But what I would do for y'all, if y'all want to still walk for $500, I'll give y'all $500. Then I was like, you know, I ain't got time for this. I need to get to the beauty parlor and get my wig done. Okay, it was already like 5:30 in the morning. I was ready to go, honey. I already had sat out in the car for 2 hours. I was ready to go. So then Sean came out and gave the ready. No, Kool-Aid closed the category. The category is closed. Thank y'all and good night. And Boogie Revlon got very upset because it was Revlon's in the back and they was waiting to walk the category. And then it was a whole tiff and everything over this and reading and all bunch of nonsense and everything about the situation. And the icon, Father himself, Father All Fathers, Tony, said he will be calling in and he will be talking about this. So, and that was the whole ball. So, Tony, if you're ready to talk, Tony, press 1 and we'll bring you on, and then we'll go on to the latex ball after that if Tony's ready to talk. And that was it with the whole ball. So, I don't know. It went fast.
That was the whole
ball. That was the whole ball. The categories went really quickly. Nobody was really there to walk. And that was it. That's how fast it went.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess nobody wants to talk about it, so. Okay, so Tony didn't press 1, so when Tony's ready to talk, I guess he'll call in if he's going to talk or say anything. So then the next night was the 22nd annual House of Latex Ball. And the Latex Ball, I don't know if it's now because they're charging. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know if it's now because they're charging the girls $20.
No, Debbie, stop.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Because, in this sense, the girls made the choice. The girls was at Pasha. The girls was at every other club. And I'm pretty sure those clubs were more than $20. So I'm just sure the girls just, like, over, like, I don't know. Like, to me, the girls would spend $30 to go to a ball and not know if the ball was going to get finished, don't know if they're going to give out all their coins, but they didn't want to pay $20. I think the girls just didn't want to go to the latex. This would have been my first year going to latex because I have heard nothing but great things about the latex ball, but it's just like nobody was really talking about going. It's a lot of balls this year, that I don't really hear a lot of people talking about it. I'm not going to call them names because I don't want anybody to think I'm at their house or I'm at them. But, I mean, the balls just are not being, you know, the girls just not talking about it.
No, Alexis. No, that's why the girls love. That's why the girls love to come here and listen to us, and that's why we are TMZ/E News of the ballroom scene, because we hold nothing back. So voice what you have to voice. Voice your opinion. If you don't want to voice it, send it over to me, bitch, and I'll put it out there.
Not just my opinion, but I've talked to several people, and a lot of people Labor Day is always a big weekend in Atlanta. And Candy World has just not been talked about. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a large crowd because, once again, it is Atlanta, and at Labor Day Ball, it's always packed. Labor Day is. So at Labor Day, it's always packed. It ends up to be kind of shady sometimes. But I don't know, like, I would hate for, you know, the girls not to come out and support, just like we thought. Because it was hella girls in New York this weekend. I mean, hella girls in New York. And the girls just were not in the building.
Mm.
So I don't know, maybe, like, Pride has become, because I remember one time where it was just to go to the ball on Pride weekend. You feel me? Now you have other things going on, and people just be like, I'm going here. I don't want to go to the ball. You know? I don't know.
Well, you know, the latex ball this year, well, for the past 3 years, I have just been devastated to actually go to a latex ball and, like, be able to just glide through the building. I have never in previous years ever went to a latex ball and been able to glide through the balls, glide through the table areas, like everything will be so jam-packed and, like, you know, it's like that's a fab venue, bitch, and you go in that venue and with all the air conditioning and everything they have in previous years, it just be so hot up in there, bitch. It was just, I was gagging when I was sitting on the judges panel that I was actually like, I need a sweater or something on, because it was just so chilly. You could just see over everything. You could just spot people through the crowd and everything, and it wasn't giving me what I normally feel from the latex ball. I'm used to, like, 20 to 30 girls walking Vogue Femme. It was only like 5 or 6 girls that walked the category. The Realness with a Twist, the categories really wasn't contested in high numbers of that magnitude this year, and I was really like gagging, like, but it was definitely good to see all the legendary and iconic femme queens that was definitely up in the building, like Portia LaBeija, Candy, Tanae, and Stephanie, and Sanaya, and all the girls that was definitely up there on the stage that definitely did grace the stage, Nicole and all of the girls. It was definitely great to definitely see them, you know, up in the building. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to the House of LaBeija, definitely, for all of their new children that they're bringing back out, and the house is definitely, the house has never went anyplace, but the energy and the strive that they have now and they're back on the floor, I'm definitely glad to see that, because a lot of the older houses have been, you know, they still have older members, but they don't have none of the younger members, but they still have the older, iconic, and legendary and old school members still out there, and they come out from time to time, but it's definitely great to definitely see the House of LaBeija back up on the floor with new, young, fresh talent and definitely doing their thing. Big shout-outs. I don't know the old Wayboy name. Definitely turned it out. The both of them from the House of LaBeija. Definitely the cunt from the House of LaBeija. Definitely did turn out Woman's Performance. Definitely a big shout-out to Q LaBeija, Trans Man Realness from the House of LaBeija. Definitely eats it, baby. And, you know, and what else? It was great seeing
the boy,
all the...
Is that the boy picture you posted that time, Kelly?
What is that?
Is that the little cute boy that you showed me that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Big shout out to the House of Prodigy. Was definitely up in definitely up in the motherfucking building. Big shout out to the Revlons. They was in the building. The Blonics was definitely up in the buildings. The Mrs. The Mrs. was definitely in the buildings. The La Perlas was definitely in the building. The Extravaganzas was definitely in the building. The Ebonies was definitely in the building. Big shout outs to my cousin Sanaya Ebony, just Sanaya Ebony now. She definitely passed on her throne over to Shanice Ebony. Definitely a big shout out to Shanice, overall Mother Ebony, for definitely being up in the building. Definitely great seeing Stuart back at a latex ball. I haven't seen him at a latex ball in years. It was definitely good seeing him and Larry and Roy and all the Ebonies that was definitely up in the motherfucking building and doing their thing. So big shout out to them. But other than that, you know, that's what the latex ball was definitely, you know, was given. Hold on, let me put my tea up, honey, because Alexis pumped it already, Miss Thing, you know. And the,
Like I told you, I didn't know it was in my inbox.
Oh, yeah, I know, but so, you know, sister, you know, but it don't matter, Miss Thing, because you know that's there. But, you know, let me pump it, let me put it up now, Miss Thing, honey, you know. And then hopefully we'll get Beverly and Nicole on the line and, you know, and they'll address anything that they need to address. The founding CEO and president of the House of Alan Meekly, Miss Beverly Kool-Aid Meekly, and the overall mother herself, Nicole Meekly, will definitely be coming on the line, honey, and, you know, and definitely talking. Honey.
I have a question, Kelly.
Well, yes, Lord. Maya.
Hey, Nia, hello.
Go ahead.
Nia, yeah, did they ever, what was the reason for them leaving the house of cards?
Well, it's just so many different stories and everything. It's so many different stories that I have got from the situation. I have got,
But you know, the cons was only tolerating them.
Well, you know, I have got so many different stories from this situation. And the best thing to do when you have so many different stories, what makes me a good journalist, when you have so many different conflicting stories and everything, instead of sitting here and going around and beating around the bush with the thing, you just go to the niche of the story. So we're going to go and we're going to get to the niche of the story. And, you know, we'll bring on the Meeklys and we'll bring on the CEO and one of the founders of the House of Khan, James Khan. And then, you know, y'all can, everything will be, you know, squashed and settled. And everybody, you know, because everybody is speculating and everybody wants to know and everybody. So instead of everybody speculating, we'll just get the teams on and the teams can work together and we can come to a reasonable source that all of the shade and all of the reading and all of the stuff can stop on Facebook and we can all work together as a community.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm here to do and that's what I'm going to do for you tonight. Okay, I already have James on the phone lines and he's on hold, and I'll be calling Beverly and getting Nicole on the phone lines also. And we're gonna get to the niche and we're gonna get to the bottom of this, and it's gonna stop. And everybody house is going to strive to be the best that they're going to be. And at the end of the day, bitch, may the best house win. We'll see you on the back of the floor. Let's take it to the floor. Stay up off of Facebook. Stay up off of these chats reading. Just take it to the back of the floor. Make me motherfucking know it. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one more question. Is Mother Stephanie Malign, not a Malign? Is she over on Mother Blondie?
Well, I don't know. We have so many conflicting stories, and I wish that I would have knew that we had these conflicting stories because I would have definitely interviewed Stephanie myself because that is definitely one of my good girlfriends. And but when I seen Stephanie, I heard that she was at the Blonic table, but when I seen Stephanie and have the camera crew was taking pictures with myself and Stephanie, Stephanie was sitting on the sideline in the back across the table in the back. I never seen her over at the blonde table, but speculation say that she was at that table, and that's coming from the blonde camp, but I never personally myself seen her at the table, so I can't say that she was there or she is albinic. Okay, well I'm getting...
Kelly,
I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, well, she was sitting on top of the table from Alexis, and Kool-Aid said she was sitting on top of the table, so she was there at a table. So, you know, so congratulations to Stephanie for definitely being a blonic, and congratulations to Josello for being a blonic, and somebody hit me up and said, somebody hit me up.
Is Stephanie taking Tempest's position?
Alexis. And my good girlfriend, Miss Red Snapper, Jeff Prodigy mother, just sent me a message. It said, "Tell Selvin I wish her and her new house and family the best of luck."
Hold on, Kelly, why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
Why would you call my name like that?
Because they said that you always at they you always knocking at their door, Miss Thing. So you know.
Okay, let me say this. If anybody has known
before you say that, was it a hookup with a job or something and all of this stuff? I heard this.
If anybody knows me, they know that I have always been the same person.
Temperate.
If any kind of juice, tea, gossip comes to my inbox, I'm going to say
I had my phone on mute. That's why I couldn't answer right away.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's not, I didn't want Milan to think I was at him. But what Milan has to realize, because he has put himself in the middle of media, he has to deal with some of these things. You know, when you put your house in the highlight, in the spotlight, you know, a lot of things is going to feel like they're at you. But it's really not. It's just everyday ballroom. So, of course, I did hear the story about the job. But congratulations to Tripperis. I did hear that she has started working in
Home Depot.
Working with HIV and awareness and other things. So I don't know if that was had anything to do with that, but once again, that's all speculation. Tempest is still overall mother, and from what I'm understanding, if I'm not mistaken, I think Milan said Stephanie is New York mother or either godmother. I'm not sure.
Somebody, I don't know who this is. A random person hit me up and they said, please get into Father Josello's LSS at the Latex Ball. Why would the fucking Milans be upset at that? And they sent me the link, but y'all girls can go on Facebook and find the link.
Did you put the link in the room?
No, I didn't put the link any place, honey, because I don't want to click on the link and then it start making noise and then y'all hear the noise on the thing. But they say, well, hold on, can I copy it from here? Hold on. Yeah, I can copy it right from here. Hold on, I'm going to post the link in the room, honey. Oh, wait, did it come up? Wait. Oh, I got to click on this shit. See, Miss Maya, you got me clicking on this shit. Now it's going to make noise. Hold on. I don't want to hear this shit. Hold on.
Well.
Okay, hold on. I'm putting the link up. I'm putting the link in the chat room right now. Oh wait, hold on. What the fuck? See Maya, now you got my shit doing. I told you I got like 20 windows open. Got my shit doing shows now.
My
shit. Hold on. I'm waiting for the tea party to post up. Okay, here we go. The link is up now.
Yeah.
The link is up now. So, okay. So now, I don't know what it. Maybe I'm waiting for everybody else. You know, it's people that have things to say and you know and opinions about things that happen. But we got a phone. We got callers 843-703. You're live on the air. 843-703. You're live on the air.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're gone. 347-272. You're live on the air. Thank you for just listening. Press 1 and take your hand down, please. Okay. We have the icon of icons, father of all fathers. It's the overall founding father of the House of Revlon. It's Tony Revlon, 150% real. It's live on the airwaves. Tony, are you there? Hello? Tony?
Kelly, this is son. I'm just listening. I don't know if I'm
okay. Oh, he's just listening. That's his son. He's just listening. Okay, so let's get into, because I know everybody wants to talk about what happened. Everybody wants to talk about the judging that happened at the ball. And did y'all heard about that?
Yeah, you got a little something.
Well, everybody wants to talk about the judging that happened at the ball. And everybody feels some type of way, and girls want to sit, and girls want to read, Miss Thing. And
Kelly, I don't mean to cut you off, but the chopping was a fool.
The what? The chopping was a fool?
Yeah.
Why was the chopping a fool?
Go along with the statement. I'll make mine.
Oh, no, I want to hear your statement.
Some of those girls really came and turned it, and they got chopped.
Some of those girls really came and turned it, and they got chopped?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is how I look at the situation, okay? And all right, and if y'all go and y'all see the statement that James Icon put up on Facebook, and if y'all listen back to what Harold said tonight on the other show, and all rights, like James said, and all rights, Albert is legendary. James set this out his, you know, in his words on Facebook, and all rights, he is legendary. But nobody never deemed this man legend. And it's no shade, Mr. Yes, he was out before me and everything, but the same thing with a lot of people. Nobody deems him legend. So it's like, okay, that's just like Rodney coming out and Rodney singing he's a platinum artist, and his record sales ain't saying, you know, it's not giving him, he just said he's a platinum artist, but nobody's actually said he's a platinum artist but Rodney.
Well, that's just like last night when Jack told Mother Diamante, is her name?
Yeah, Pam.
That nobody deemed her, and Selvin said that she had been around. You know, she's been around a long time, but nobody has deemed her yet.
It's just the same thing. And so everybody wants to get mad, and everybody wants to read me and everything, Miss Thing. And it was never no shade or no malice with my chops that I did, Miss Thing. But Miss Little Bit, Miss Thing, she never had a legendary moment. Miss Thing, she did Vogue. She never had a moment that could stamp ballroom. It's no shade to her, Miss Thing, at all, Miss Thing. So it was no shade. It's no shade, Miss Thing. The only moment that she ever had when she did Super Fag at the awards ball, that was her only moment. And then they sideline asshole girlfriend that wants to sit and read and call me fella and call me Mother U-Haw and everything, Miss Motherfucking Dalamoo. She ain't never been nothing but a motherfucking sideline ass motherfucking hoe and been nothing but a motherfucking cheerleader for the girls, Miss Thing, like she was doing on Saturday on the sideline, cheerleading and reading for the girls, Miss Thing. Stay in your lane, fella. You don't want to dance with me. And that's my opinion on the situation. And if anybody feels any type of way about the situation, I'm sorry that y'all feel that way. And, you know, and that's your opinion, just like my opinion is my opinion, just like your asshole is your asshole. And I don't care who's on the judges panel, whether it's icons or legends or anything, but my opinion is my opinion, and your opinion is your opinion. And it doesn't even matter, Miss Day. And everybody act like just because you're a legend and you're icon that you're supposed to get tens because it's out of respect. If it was out of respect, I could take y'all back to 2005.
Okay, hold on.
Before you go to the Alexis, okay. That's because this is what the girls were saying. Out of respect, legends and icons should, you know, and you should pull them to the side and tell them, well, if that's the case, Rodney, then why did you chop me in Chicago when I walked face, Rodney? And legends and icons is supposed to get 10, and you're supposed to pull them to the side out of respect.
I mean, I guess that's some of the people's mentality on the situation. That's not mine. Because you're a ball walker. You have for the same scrutiny as everybody, whether you're a star, statement, legend, icon.
And that's exactly how I feel. And there's no shade to none of these legends that these legends and these icons that's coming out here, Miss Thing. I respect everybody for what they have done in the scene, Miss Thing. And like I said in the Ableist Ballroom with James, bitch, if 10 or 15 years down the motherfucking line, bitch, if I come out, bitch, and my motherfucking cheeks are sagging, bitch, and my nose don't went to the motherfucking right, Miss Thing, because I don't have too much snow with my motherfucking system is saying, and I think I want to come back up on that floor because they got this category, and I want to walk motherfucking face. Mistake, I want the girls to tell me, Mistake, don't give me 10.
Kelly, hold on, Alexis.
Don't give me 10 for what I did back in the days or what I pioneered back in the days, because we don't vote, don't score me for back in the days. You need to score these people for what you see in front of you.
All right, you finish?
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you don't have faith now. Okay. Second of all,
just like you ain't real.
Hold on, Alexis, hold please. Before you go in, I want to say something real fast. But Kelly, when we are judging legendary performance, especially at a latex ball venture or something of that nature, we know. So the legendary back in the day girl is not coming out there giving you back flips and somersaults and all type of stuff. They give you the true element of the butch queen, voguing like a swim queen, as like a lady, something, whatever. So we can be judgmental when we're judging them. We don't think that an Albert or a Ray Ray or a little Kevin or a Charles is going to come out giving you a pony back flip.
Okay. Let me finish what I was saying. I don't need to push you off line. Kelly, you did the same thing to Charmise. You have done the same thing to a lot of other people. You have been on the judges panel. You have gave them your chance, and then you have came on the show and read them. Okay. Now
I was criticized, and I was criticized for it.
Okay. Now, and another thing, Kelly. You, so from what I'm hearing, you didn't even give the child a chance to vote. I don't know. I wasn't here. They said you didn't give the child a chance to vote. He came out, did a little
Hello?
Something, and you was like, hi, y'all. Hello?
Yeah,
we're here.
I'm here. Alexis, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. You're right.
So, I mean, come on.
So, you didn't give him a chance to vote, Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly didn't give him a chance to vote.
So, if she didn't give him a chance to vote, then obviously she chopped him based on the legendary status. Right.
Yes.
Correct, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes, and like I said, yes, he may be legend, but nobody never deemed him legend. He was out in the early 90s, but nobody never deemed him legend. Miss Thing, it's no shade.
So it's safe to say that you chopped him because he is not legendary.
Yes, he
okay.
be legend,
okay,
but nobody deemed him.
Hold on. So nobody can vouch that he has been deemed legendary.
No.
So what was the whole argument for?
This was the whole altercation was Andre and Stanley felt some type of way because I chopped him, and I said nobody never deemed him legend. They gave the rate, but oh well, he was out back in the 90s.
Well,
how
then,
are y'all going to say oh well?
Dick Kelly, once again, you are right. Nobody can argue with you. Nobody deems him legend, and that's the end of that. So what's the big deal?
That's the whole big deal with the girls. And this is
another thing.
Wait,
James Icon, I know you're listening. Could you press 1, please? Go ahead.
And this is the whole thing. I didn't see James' number because I usually put his name by his number. Didn't see his number. So I don't know if he's listening because I put his all the numbers that I know I put the kids' names by their number. I didn't see his number on the board. So I don't know if he's listening. But this is the whole thing. And it has nothing to do with the category and everything. But everybody, when something so negative happens in the ballroom scene, baby. The comments go up in the hundreds, and the comments go up and up and up with negativity. And I wanted to prove something to myself. So I put the words of the day in the A-list group, and I put it in the official ballroom radio station. And because it was nothing that was negative or it wasn't about a fight or somebody being chopped or anything, mistake, the girls, you only get 13 comments on positive words that's here to take and empower somebody and make you feel better about yourself. But if we're talking about a fight or we're talking about tea or we're talking about somebody that'll fuck somebody or suck somebody mistake, the comments go through the motherfucking roof. The girls need to get their fucking priorities straight, Miss Thing. Ballroom is an extracurricular activity, Miss Thing. And it was late, Miss Thing, that right after that same comment, I posted something, and it was only 13 comments on it, and 28 people liked it. But, bitch, I bet you if I would have said, oh, Miss Thing fought at that motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, and she stabbed Miss Thing up, Miss Thing, the girls would have been on it like, bitch, what happened? Who was it? It would have commented. The girls would have been talking about it for days, Miss Thing. But when you give the girls something positive, Miss Thing, and then you chain, and then you sit here, and everybody wants to read me and criticize me, oh, she's a bitch, she's just so nasty, and she's just so this. But then when I turn around and give y'all positivity and give y'all something, a words of encouragement and spiritual guidance, Miss Thing, it's like blah, 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 blah.
Listen, let me read this, Kelly. Albert Revlon was turning the balls in the Mark Barber. He has had many moments more than Eugene or Dick for tall boys. He was brought out by DeAndre Revlon, and I also discovered him being a part of his dance group in the All-Stars. Ray Ray and none of them was out at that time, but he has had a few moments. The person also goes on to say they was not giving out statuses then, but when he started gracing the floor before Ray Ray, it's not out back in the 96-97, he was acknowledged with his star and statement status by Eric Lee, such a bizarre. But once again, the person, he was not deemed legendary, so there's nothing nobody can do about that. That was to the person in my inbox.
Well, that was...
And I'm sure Andre... all of them was getting their status being that good, and this person was overlooked, apparently. It is what it is.
It's a lot of people out there that may still walk or still come out from back in the days, Miss Thing, and they was overlooked and they was never deemed, Miss Thing, and they should be legendary, they should be icon and everything, and they was overlooked and everything, Miss Thing. So now one person comes out and because I do something, it's like, oh bitch, now it's breaking motherfucking news, Miss Thing, and everybody has something to say about it, Miss Thing. What the problem is, they need to go back okay, and stop deeming all these bitches that's already deemed, Miss Thing, and they need to go back and fix the wrongs that's already out there, Miss Thing, and deem the people that's supposed to already be deemed, bitch, and start deeming all these new motherfuckers. That's what the fuck they need to do.
So they're reading you in the chat room.
They can read me, bitch. They read me all the time, Miss Thing. Girl, I don't care. Miss Thing, read me, Miss Thing. Bitch. Honey. Baby. Oh. Hold on. They saying clear the lines. Hold on. I'm clearing the lines, girl. We're going through the lines, honey. The lines are being cleared. They want the lines cleared, honey. So we're clearing the lines. So if I don't know your name, please do not get mad. Hold on. You almost got clicked, honey. Miss Marcus 007 Prodigy.
Stop it. Well, I sat with the media, and they said she's not coming back to this
time. The lines are clear, girl.
Yes, when is Delvin and Nicole going to come on? Yes, because I need to know the correct spelling of this house. You know, for a minute I felt like I was hooked on phonics because one said one thing and the other said the other.
Are they
which
the only
one?
Two members
which
of that
one?
House?
Hello, Maya, how are you?
Ricky is actually
yes,
a member.
Hello, Father.
But they said Ricky, on the other show, they said Ricky is not a member. That was a Kiki.
Ricky is an Alua.
I thought it was 007.
The lines, only one person pressed one after I cleared the lines and the lines to
Rodney.
Well, that no, Alua.
Oh, okay. Alright.
910-316, you're live on the air.
Yeah, 910. What's going on?
Ain't
shit. How you doing, Kelly? How you doing, Alexa? This driver's Ebony.
How you doing, darling?
I'm all right. How y'all been? Hey, I'm trying to figure out who got stabbed and fucked up after that aftermath. And how the hell, I mean, are they okay?
Wait, did you say drawless Ebony?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hello.
Are you actually from London?
Yeah, UK.
Well, I don't know. I left before the stabbing happened, so I don't know. I got in my cab.
Yeah, me too. So they shut the car down because NYPD was outside talking about they were going to
come.
You
said they did what?
They shut the beginning of the bar down. They made people leave because they said NYPD was outside and that they were about to shut the whole entire function out. So I went on outside. And the guy, he was like, well, tell the police that it's 60 in there, and we good for the rest of the night, but they didn't let nobody else stay.
When did this happen? Was this before everybody got there?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I ain't hear nothing about that.
Well, which time did you get to the bar, sir?
Well, I got there at 2:30, and it was a line when I got there at 2:30.
Kelly, I believe Maya said sir.
He's out of the line, I think. Did his call drop?
Yes.
Wait, is that Jarvis from North Carolina?
Yeah, I think that's.
Is it drawless or drawless?
It's Jarvis.
It's Jarvis London.
Clearing the lines, for all callers that want to call in and have something to say about anything. So y'all need to call in now, honey.
But can we get the island?
So Kelly and Alexis.
I'm about to get the Meekleys on the line next.
I want y'all opinion. Want y'all opinion on something? As you were saying that you stopped because he hasn't been, because you felt like he wasn't deemed legendary. Let me ask you guys another question. If you feel like you being, you know, legendary or whatever the case may be, and me being legendary icon or whatever, if someone is acknowledged as being legendary or calls themselves legendary and you have never judged them because you say you don't see it, but they have walked the category before, what is your take on that when they walk in there and you're judging
Rodney,
them? Rodney,
Rodney. I don't know. Hold on, wait. I don't know what you're trying to get at. But
You ain't even got to go there, Alexis. It's no shade. It's no shade. It is no shade. And I respect Jack's opinion on the situation, but I would have gave Pam my tens on the situation, because that's the situation you're talking about. She walked this category. She did the same commentators commentate this category and commentate balls in Boston and Connecticut, and she walks these categories in Boston and Connecticut, and they commentate and they let the judges give her tens. Why is it different now? Because she comes to New York City.
No, but I'm not just talking about Pam, that incident. I don't think she's going to do it either, but I'll agree with Jack on that. But, I mean, as far as just in general, period, anybody that's legendary that you say you don't see, even if they won the category before, if they will and you don't see it for being legendary in your eyes, as far as me, calling the balls all over, and I see somebody.
Well, I look at it like this, Rodney. If they're deemed, then who are we to argue with? If you don't see it, that's you. If you don't see their status, that's on you. But I don't think you should chop them.
But you remember the last few times the people were deemed because they walked multiple categories, you didn't know what they were deemed for. So they don't figure they're deemed for everything that they walk.
Okay, so in other words, let me say this. So in other words, just for example, let's be hypothetically, Camaro is deemed for legendary streetwear. And he walks legendary realness. So you're saying that you should be chopped because you think he should be legendary for streetwear and sneakers and not realness?
That's a good example.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I think that people need to be, first of all, if I'm not mistaken, there's a difference between being legendary and being a legend.
Yes.
Right?
It's a big difference. The girls don't understand that.
Being legendary is your deemed legend. You're legendary for a certain category, correct?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Make sure. I want to get it correct.
When you're legend, when you are legend, you're a legend for one category. Rodney is a legendary icon. He has multiple legendary categories underneath his belt.
Okay, can I ask a quick question? Back in the day, because I was on here in evidence, back in the day, how many years did it take you to become legend?
Ten.
Thank you. I said that, and they said nowadays they're saying it's 3 years.
No, nowadays, it's five to seven. It's 5 to 7 nowadays.
Okay,
because balls are so frequent than they was back in the days. Back in the days, it was only 3 to 4 balls a year, and that was major house balls. If you wanted to go to a ball outside of a house ball, it was a mini ball.
Right. So that and that goes back to my conversations from the other day. Why is Stephanie, whatever, Milan or Blind, is not an icon yet?
She's icon. They deemed her.
Okay.
Ooh.
Stephanie.
Oh.
Yeah, because that was long overdue.
Yeah, they deemed her. They deemed her. She's an icon.
Oh, congratulations on that. And I thank you. Where is the meat, please? And I don't mean to be spitting out my mouth when I say it, but
you know what?
I need the meat, please. my mouth got
No. Can we go to the rumble?
And, we about to move to Rumble. And, no, they was deemed legendary realness with a twist, not Schoolboy. To the person that hit me up. The twins. They was deemed legendary realness with a twist, not Schoolboy.
Oh, wait, Kelly, I said you chopped the girls at the other ball. No, it was at the Rumble ball, or was it that you chopped all of the folks?
I understand it was both, Kelly.
Oh, it was both? Oh, well, I was just told by two icons that they was deemed for both. Legendary Schoolboy Realness and Legendary Realness with a Twist also. By two icons. Two certified icons. Okay, now let's move on. We're going to move on to the Rumble Ball now. Let's go ahead on, Rodney, to the Rumble.
Okay, well, I enjoyed the Rumble.
Hold on, Roddy. Before we move on to the Rumble, hold on. Before we move on to the Rumble, hold on. I gotta bring the Meekleys on before we go on to the Rumble. Hold on. Sorry, hold on. Give me the rest of the number, honey. No, her number. I know yours. Hold on. Hold on, before we go into the Rumble and get lost in track and then have to go back, I'm about to get Nicole and Kool-Aid on the phone right now.
Yes, because my ass is my ass.
Yeah, about to get them on the phone as a house, right? As a house?
Yeah, yes, as a house, London. And did everybody see what my stuff that I put up in the rooms? Yeah, I know that.
Was that you that blind hair, Kelly? That London posted, or somebody?
No, that's not me. Hold on, I'm calling Nicole now, and then I'm about to call Kool-Aid after.
Hello.
Okay, Nicole is on. Hold on, Nicole. You have to go. You gotta go in the room because it's gonna echo. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Let me get Kool-Aid on right now. Okay. We call it Kool-Aid now.
Hey.
Well, I want to definitely congratulate my two sisters on definitely doing a venture that I told my sister that she should have had done years ago. I want to congratulate y'all both on the House of Alan Meekly, and y'all now on the number one station in ballroom history with my lovely cast of great reporters, Rodney, London, Alexis, Maya, Tiffany, Jason, and everybody else. Hi, what's up, Meeklys?
Hey. Congratulations on your first win.
Hello, everyone. Congratulations.
Yes, the cast has grown so much. Congratulations to everybody on the phone. Who won this again? Hey, y'all get out there. That's over. What's up, everybody?
London, I'm so sorry in the beginning that I spelled it wrong. I was really trying to spell it where I won't get sued by the company.
Okay. Okay. So, see, that was going to be my first question because Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to make sure that I won't get sued because you remember the International House of Chanel had to change theirs because, you know, the people from Chanel came to RR. So I was trying to spell it where I won't let that happen to me. But I spelled it right. And it's two ways to spell it.
But on Monday, I sent it to you.
Okay.
Can I hear the chant, please? Exclusive of the chant, please.
The Alan Meekly chant?
Yeah.
You will only hear it, honestly, London, when we win. And I did it for Nicole last night when she won. And what makes it so weird and so double jeopardy about the situation of Deja Vu, when she joined the House of Khan, the same category she won for, and she was the first one to win under Khan. So it was like it was so weird for her to win as Alan Meekly. And I'm going to explain the Alan Meekly to y'all when y'all ready.
We're ready.
Okay. The Alan Meekly, honestly, is two houses into one.
Right.
The way how I have it is like all my boys are Allens and all my girls are Meekleys. And
so it's overall Mother Nicole Meekly.
What, say it again?
It's overall Mother Nicole Meekly.
I like that, Alexis. That's how I thought about it when I was looking at it. Because I was like, I can't be the Allen, but it's the whole house for me.
Right. Yeah, it's a whole house, but I'm just trying to be very old school with it, you know, how, you know, I want my ladies to be a certain way. I'm not going to say female figures because I know my daughter don't like that. So I'm going to say in respect for her, my ladies of my house and my gentlemen of my house. So all together, Alan Meekly.
Yeah. So can I ask a question? So, with the new house of Alan Meekly, which will you, you know, what is your goal to conquer in the barber scene with the house, different from being a con?
Wait, say that again, because everything is echoing.
No, what is your goal to conquer in the barroom scene, which were different from being the con?
What's my goal?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't have a goal. My goal is already done by people already talking negative or positive. It's just keeping me going. So to be honest with you, I'm already gold. I'm just trying to go diamond.
No, your goal. Like, what are you aiming for?
I'm sorry. I'm to be honest with you, I'm just living my dream. You know, that's the reason why I didn't take mother or I didn't take father. I feel that CEO and overseer is good for me because I know this is something that I'm not going to. How can I say? Like, I'm going to be mother and then go to this one and then go to that one. It's like, this is it. This is me. And this is where I'm staying. When Nicole is ready to give up her title, then, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going nowhere, dead or alive.
Ooh.
You have
it
from overall.
Okay, I'm here.
Well, mother,
I'm here. Come on, London. I'm here. You can be my interview. Go ahead.
Michaela, how you didn't know? So you were in the Boondocks, you know, on your show. You didn't catch how fast grew.
Okay. Well, let me explain that part. All right. Everybody knows that I left the House of Con. Like I said earlier on the show, I left the House of Con before. Like I said, I love the House of Con. There's some of the founding leaders of that house that are tremendous to me. But there were a few, and we all know, let's not play stupid, let's keep it real, that did not see it for whatever their reasons were. And I thought it was a confliction, so I was leaving. But I came back because of some of the founding members and them loving kids. To only go back through what you're going to always go through if a person don't see it. Let's keep it real. So Selvin went through something. You know, there was a little issue, and Selvin went through something. And I can relate to what he went through because that's why I've been advocating and have been leaving or going off of, you know, when we're going back and forth. So I just thought it was smart to say, well, if you can go and you help them do this and you help the house out, just go ahead and do it. So I was late, London, with it. This was not planned. I literally woke up, called my dear mother love, called her. That's just how it was with me. Like, okay, I'm not going to argue with nobody anymore. I don't want to fight. I'm tired of looking publicly stupid when you're walking past each other or not speaking to each other. I'm not from a house like that. So I don't know how to deal with that. So it was late for me. So the spelling and how it all happened, London, and it was real, like 48 hours, 24 to like 24 hours for me. So when I was just addressing Ricky. Yeah, I was addressing Ricky. My head is everywhere. And Ricky being called out. I don't know what exactly happened because I wasn't there. But
you can ask me.
Okay, you gotta ask them, but what I do know is I liked it, the idea. And I think people wanted to put it out there, like if she was being confused or if she was giving something to Ricky and then coming back the next day. No, that's not the way it went at all. I liked it, the idea, and I thought that to be different.
Hold on, Nicole, let me stop you. The whole thing with Ricky, what happened with Ricky, like I told y'all girls, I am TMZ and I am Ballroom News. I knew it was a Kiki and I knew it was a joke, bitch. But I pumped it on motherfucking Facebook, bitch, and I made Miss Motherfucking Ricky relevant again, Miss Thing. And that's where it came from, Miss Thing. And it came from me. Cause it was As soon as she said it, my phone was in my hand and I pumped it all across Facebook, bitch.
Yeah.
And it brought Facebook down. Now go ahead, sister.
Okay. But you know what? She played with something that I thought was really
fucking cute because Ricky is, I gag, and Ricky, you played with something that was cute, so if Ricky wanted to be the overall mother and still want, it's open to him. That's who I want, if you want to know. That's how I feel. It's not about trying to make anybody know it or no big secret. You played with something, Kelly, that touched my spirit, so I liked it. I liked it so much that I said, this is my mother, I'm coming out tonight, and I'm going to make it be known. And she said, you all seriously? She didn't make me. She didn't act me. It wasn't all like that. I was at a point where I was feeling like I'm playing the victim, and it's my fault, and I can't even do what I want. So, you know, and I know that with power comes a lot of pain now. And now I'm going to see who's for me and who's not and which one am I really my sister. So I do understand all of that, and I'm dealing with how to deal with that. As far as everything else, it's good. It's no joke.
Right, but congratulations, you two. And I'm glad you guys move forward because, you know, during your LSS for the Calm Ball, like, no one from your house really went up like that. Like, you guys were like, you know.
Really? Let me ask this question to Selva and Nicole.
Yes.
Being that I have known Selva, me and Selva have spent a lot of time together traveling from state to state back in the day. And Nicole, me and you have like a newfound sisterhood. I want to ask a question. How do you feel? Because prior to the combo, you know, once again, I am the lady of gossip. I have gotten a lot of information comes to my phone. And
you
I
don't have to explain it to me. Go off.
A lot of people were like, girl, people are going to hit it after the Con Ball's Grand March. Me being cool with James, I went to James. I said, James, listen. I said, there are rumors and stories that people are going to hit it after, you know, the Grand March, or after the Con Ball. Not knowing who it was. And now it's YouTube. My thing is, how do you think it feels to the House of Khan that being that both of you guys have left and came back and now you're left again, how do you think that makes some of the House of Khan members feel?
If you want me to, I can answer that.
I'm going to give my own answer.
The thing with that is that I wasn't the only one that left the House of Khan. Let's get this clear. I wasn't the only one that left the House of Khan. And at one time, if you remember, when the other people had left as a group, they was going to open up their own thing, and they came back. And when they was going to do their thing, I never took off. I never said anything. It was what it was, and I stayed. It was even one time when I did leave, everybody thought that I was going to take everybody with me and this, that, and the other, even Nicole. And you know, like I said, and I say it again because it's proof, when I did leave the first time, only thing Nicole said to me was, I don't know what to do. Now, in the respect of it, I did say to her, you have 24 hours to think about what you're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. And every time when I did leave, I didn't let it be known that I left out of respect. I didn't do it like the other people. I'm not saying Khan. I'm just saying people, period. I, to this day, I've never left something and read, even if I left with my feelings or anything. And I will still keep it that way because the respect that I do have for some of the people in that house. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that I'm saying out of my mouth, they already know. You know what I'm saying? And the people that they do have is the ones they didn't see. And I'm glad that they see them now, and I hope that they stay. And at the same time, you know, like I said, even though I'm not with them, I'm with them because it's a piece of me still there. One thing I can say about the House of Khan that no one did for me on the real is they helped me show my talent. They helped me let me do my thing. I will give them that. But it's also baggage there, and I'm not going to go there because of the respect that I have. But I will say this. if somebody does open that door or that wound, I have to come back to defend myself. But out of the respect that I have for James and everybody else in that house, I love them dearly. I'm all about
including the other 15 people that left also.
Including
okay,
what?
Well, wait a minute. I don't know. Let me answer that on the question, because someone just answered that question. And I'm going to make it really, really clear. I would expect for them to feel some type of way.
Right.
That's what I would expect. Okay? Now, any addition of them feeling some type of way, the reason why they cannot feel some type of way or cannot understand is because they witnessed the things that happened. They witnessed the things. Sometimes, you guys, a lot of stuff that was going on in the house, Nicole had nothing to do with Nicole, and I advocated for them because that's why. And now I'm dealing with the same people I'm advocated for are the same people who are reading me, or should I say calling the house that I'm starting a ratchet rat-ass place or whatever they called it. I mean, these are people that I advocated for, and I was going to call Pops, which is James, and I was going to call Lump, and I was going to advocate for them. And this somebody didn't have nothing to do with me. So them people should really know. Now, if they didn't get enough strength to do it or because it's not their calling, that's fine. But to sit there and to say, Kelly, Alexis, London, Maya, and anything, that somebody, and everybody else, I'm sorry, Rodney, that somebody should just allow anything to happen, anything to be said, or especially when they were brought there to do something, that's not fair. And there were a few people that had the right, because they were born into it, my bloodline, and I respect gangsters, I truly do. They were able to do things that were unfair. It was unfair. And instead of keep going back and have all of y'all getting on the radio show like we are now, and instead of for us to keep bringing up tea and all of us have to play different sides of the fence, Alexis, Kelly, we getting the tea from over there, we sisters over here, instead of doing all that negativity, why not take myself out of the situation? Because you know for a fact, because they told you, Alexis, well, maybe a few, Mark, or whatever, that they didn't see us. So at that point...
No. Let me stop you right there, Nicole. Let me say this. When it came out, I never knew you were a 007. This is what happened.
I've never been a 007 a day in my life, Lexi.
Okay, hold on. This is what happened. It came out, somebody said that Shovel was a 007.
I never was one that either.
Hold on. I take that back. Shovel was no longer a con, and that Shovel was supposed to come out as a Mizrahi, right? That's how the story came out. And if you go back to the Ballroom A-List, that's how it came out. Then
okay, well,
hold on.
The story
that came to me was that James got rid of the whole Atlanta chapter, right? The girls from Atlanta was going off, Delvin thought we didn't, well, something, we weren't being treated fair, whatever. And so the girl came back and she was talking about how the whole Atlanta chapter was dismissed, and what was Trishay going to do. So me, being the person that I am, I asked James what was going on. James said, Alexis, sister, I love you down. Velvet is no longer a con. And Trishay is still in the house. So I didn't never knew when I talked to Selvin yesterday, that's when I found out that you were a part of the house, Nicole. So now I never talked to Mark or anybody else. I after James told me that, guess what I did? I came to Selvin, and that's what we hear right now. Carry on.
Okay, let me make it even more hotter. Everything that you read and everything that you heard or whatever, am I Mizrahi?
But can I take it there?
Hold on. Am I a Mizrahi?
You're right. You're not.
So the only thing that I can say is, it's just like a celebrity, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I can be a celebrity and went in a store, and the store got robbed. And the only thing I did was bought a soda. But since I'm on film, it's automatically, oh, Selvin did this, and Selvin did that, and Selvin did this, and Selvin did that. And like I tell anybody, and I will tell anyone, if you want to know anything, ask me, and I will tell you. I'm a grown person. I've been past those stages of tell the truth, don't lie, don't do this, don't do that. I don't have a problem with anything. I don't have to. I feel like this. You already know what I've done for that house, and I know what the house has done for me. And if you remember, then I always say it, and I will say it to this day in respect. The only thing that I was when it came down to the House of Khan is a voice. I didn't force nobody to do nothing. I didn't make nobody to do nothing. That is the reason why I thank them to this day, including the ones that don't like me or don't use me no more or whatever. I thank you. And that's all I can do. I'm at a point of my time in my life now. I am Alan Meekly.
And I thank you, and I thank you, Beverly. Nicole, Alexis, do you have any questions that you want to ask them or say anything before we get
to I'm glad someone cleared it up because there was a lot of people going around saying, how the hell can she be in the house and not pronounce it? Now I understand the method behind her madness because, like she said, I do remember them talking about how the Chanels went through the same thing with the House of Chanels. Okay, that's it.
Can I ask a question before we go?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can ask me.
Someone came to my inbox, and I think I asked you this one time before, and I'm going to ask you again.
Yes.
The schoolboy, Mike Da Vinci on Facebook, Mike Ebony, is he father of your house or one of your fathers?
I'm going to tell you this. I have a lot of Alan Meekly girlfriends. And I have a lot of Alan Meekly fans.
Okay.
One thing I'm going to always do, and I will say this for the record, if I was to snatch anybody or take anybody, whatever you want to say, the same way how I got Nicole from James is the same way how I would get any other person that I would want to make a leader. I would make sure that they would bring them up on the runway. Bringing them towards me.
Okay.
And that is where you will know who will be an Allen or who is an Allen or a Meekly.
Okay.
Your closing remarks.
Okay. Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is my question. It's like a kid when a kid is hopped from foster home to foster home, you know, with different parents. You know, I'm pretty sure that House of Khan, some of the kids feel betrayed because they have some finding you guys. And as leaders, you know, from my understanding, shelving left on a video, and then Nicole did the day after she made her decision. Now, as a Meekly, an Alan Meekly, if a person wanted to become a member, how are they to confide in you as a member and to know that you will always be there for them if you have this history of jumping back and forth and leaving your kids in other houses?
I'm going to go first.
They, yeah.
I left the House of Khan. I didn't leave the kids. I called them after I was done. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let me finish. You spoke. Let me finish. Because I'm not. Let me answer your first question. I hear what you say, and that does bother me. Unfortunately, my kids are happy where they are, and they are happy in using the Khan name. And at the same time, I'm going through hell over this because I stayed all the time that I did because of them.
I mean, every house is pretty much the same, you guys. Let's not act dumb. We all know what's going in there, and a lot of that stuff I don't like, period, okay? But I say period because of them. But how many times for your child are you going to allow yourself to get beat up? If they really, really believe in you, they would believe in what you're going to do. I didn't leave them. I left the house. But I still would love them. I still would. I'm going to cook for little James. I still would speak to them. I'm still, it's not like that. And I don't have that type of track record either, Maya. I've never left the House of Icon. The whole reason for the whole while I'm in the House of Icon, I deal with the House of Icon. I never left them because that's my family. So it's not like that. I understand how they feel, and I apologize to every last child in the House of Khan. I so sincerely apologize because I am the person that they spoke to about a lot of their stuff. I'm the person that cares, and I am so sorry if they think that. But they all know, on the other hand, that what I had to go through even to get them to stay or to fight for them. So I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to anybody that thinks like that. I really am for that. That's the only thing I'm sorry for. I apologize. I apologize, and I never want any child to feel like that. But how long was I supposed to be there while Kelly knew about my situation and I didn't? How Alexis knew about certain things that would be said, and I didn't. And it was all because of people who just didn't like me. So how? Not James, but just people that wanted to go daggers that knew you guys would take it and, you know, read and pass it out, and there they got it. So I do.
Whoa. Say what again? Say that again, Nicole.
You didn't hear me?
No. Say that again. Say that last part again.
I liked it.
Well, then I'm not going to say it again. She heard me.
No.
Alexis, what she said basically was there were people that knew stuff, you knew things, Kelly knew things, and she was the last person to know them because there were people that were telling things that did not like her, and that's why it was news to her, basically.
Okay.
Right, because they were sending the notes and stuff.
And once they sent me, at the last part, I said, and when they sent the note to y'all, because of y'all position, y'all put it out there. And what did it make me feel like? Stupid. What did it make
hold
me
on.
Feel like?
No, Nicole. Let me explain this to you.
There's a lot of explaining to each other tonight.
Anything that has ever happened, just like you called me on the phone that night,
Alexis, I don't mean it like that because we speak directly. I mean, as far as like London, she's going to come up here. She may hurt in her seat room. I got put out. How about it could have been a car that said it?
Okay.
And she just came, and now I got this big thing. That, and I'm not saying that happened, but I'm just saying that a scenario. So in order to alleviate the hatred, because God knows they were slicing each other up outside the other night and all that, in order to leave that, because I'm a person that is very outspoken, as y'all all know, I'm not scared of the devil. I don't give a fuck. I'll take anybody on. Why sit there and make my situation worse and allow the kids to see that when they start disrespecting us then? So I decided to take myself up out of it. But I love James. I love them. I love BJ. I know how Mark feel about me. That's no, you know, biggie. I know that. And he supports Shannon. And I supported the house.
And when it comes to me about the video situation, it was already a video before I even got on there. And I just respected me and protected me. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to that, I have people from the House of Mizrahi that still calls me grandma.
Right.
And I'm not even a Mizrahi no more, and I've been a Khan for 4 years. So when it comes down to that, I never left something that I made. I never left something that I helped. Even when I became Alan Meekly, if everybody looks on my page, it's on there. If you're still coming in town or out of town or whatever, you want to speak to me? Speak to me. Everybody in that house knows me. I don't have to do anything to prove anything at all. They know me. And if you really want to get to it, when I left the first time, I did leave for me. When I came back for family. I just couldn't do it no more on certain issues. And
right.
I don't even have to name names. It's already on video. If you're giving this and you're giving that, is it safe to say I did do the right thing? And is it safe to say I did it the right way? If you caught me on the judges panel last night, that shows it all. I could have been an old school girl and didn't have to break ties and do this and be tacky and all that. But give them that for what? I would see you either on the runway to battle you, or my kids will battle you, or it might be one day we do something together. If you're going to let this take over us, then you was never nothing at all. You was fake from the beginning. I came to you. I told you. No one came to you or nothing else. I came to you.
Hello. I thank y'all for definitely calling in, and we only got 45 minutes left, and we got to get to the last ball.
Oh, all right, love everybody. Yes, London.
So Shannon is going to be a mother.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. I don't, and I'm not gonna lie. I don't know nothing.
Thank you, mother. Thank you, mother Meekly. Thank you, CEO Meekly. I thank y'all for definitely calling in.
Love everybody.
Okay, please, all y'all girls out there, Rodney, are you still with us, or did you pop?
She must have hit it, darling.
Rodney, just hit it?
No, wait, I think Malone needed to want another three-way call.
Uh-huh. Oh, and don't forget, girls, all the girls out there that's been asking about Gagging Wings.
No, Milan is busy posting what was in our room, in his room right now, so he's not talking to Rodney.
Yes, CEO, I love your Gagging Wings promo pictures. They are so lovely.
Yeah.
To all the girls out there that's been asking about the Gagging Wings ball. The flyer is definitely out on Facebook. The categories is definitely out. Just add it to the flyer. It is Femme Queen versus Big Girls Realness for $1,000 that night.
Will
in
you
Washington,
watch the
DC. Honey, okay. Ski, you're live on the air.
He will be walking. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to hit one. You know, these iPhones carry some problems. I'm just listening tonight.
Okay. Oh, my God. Like, wow. Really?
The half of the island. Really?
I'm just gagging. I'm gagging. I don't know where Rodney went. Rodney went away, so we ain't going to talk about the Rumble. We can talk about whatever, honey.
Hey, Mom.
We ain't got to talk about the Rodney is gone, so I don't know. Hold on, we got another caller.
Yo, I'm still here. I'm at work. I had to put y'all on mute. You know I'm at work.
Oh, 201-275, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly, Jason, Alexis, London? What's up, everybody?
Hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark? I'll be right back.
Hold on, y'all. Rodney's at work, and he's still trying to do the show with us. Go ahead, Rodney.
He said he'll be right back. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so y'all not going to do the Rumble Ball recap. Y'all not going to ignore Tony Milan reading the shit out of Milan on his post. Y'all not gonna...
I don't talk about that man because I don't want him reading me in that room and I get put out of it.
Tony Milan. Is everybody mentioning this with me?
I usually like to talk about Milan on Tuesday night.
But now it's not us, it's Tony Milan.
Well, y'all can do that because I'm not putting no focus on Milan.
Can we get a little bit of Khadija? My ass is my ass. Yeah, I need to hear that.
Where is Khadija? I wanted to know if she liked it.
darling.
So, Kelly, who... So, wait. I'm kind of lost. Who's the child that got stabbed at?
I don't know.
His name was Joel. I think they said his name was Joel or Joey.
Joel?
Yeah, Joel. Joel, Joey, Joel. Something with a J.
I don't know who this hell is.
Well, Barbum Throwbacks has it on tape.
They said his name is Joe. They said his name is Joe. Nobody will never see that. Nobody will never see that video.
What was it, Joey Fourfinger?
No, by the way, speaking of Dubella Uno, shout out to her for walking Lush's body for the ball coming up for the Gagawin ball she's walking.
Oh, shit.
So was it
yeah.
Joe from, is Joe, okay, wait, let me ask the question because I'm getting two different stories. I thought it was Shaw from the Hot Boys. Is that who it is? Or is Joe a hot boy?
Hold on, I'm getting the teeth coming across my desk. Hold on.
Okay.
Joe cut Shy up. And
yeah,
this was
Hot Boy Shy. Donald.
Yeah,
right?
Hot Boy Shy. So this was after I did the recap with Shy, he got cut up?
Right.
Yep.
Oh my
Kelly,
God.
You jinxed
That's
him.
That's what we've been talking about all day, Kelly.
Girl, Alexis, you know I don't be paying attention to the stuff that be on Facebook, Alexis. Honey, you know if they don't say, if the girls don't send me something in my inbox, I be paying
right.
this shit. I'm gagging. Tyrese
Nelson, right? Is that the right person?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who is this Joe? Is that Joe that I be playing cards with for Brooklyn?
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. That's Joe. We be playing cards with for Brooklyn. He cut up a Hot Boy Shop. What happened? I am gagging.
Bitch, you're not a good reporter, girl. You're supposed to be on your team.
Miss that girl. Honey, listen. Let me tell you something.
Mother, you slipping.
No, I'm not slipping. I'm not slipping, honey. I'm not slipping, honey, baby. I had a long day, honey. I had to wash clothes. I had to cook. I was out.
Girl, you was over there sucking Trey dick all weekend. Just stop fucking lying.
Tell it all, Alexis. Go ahead.
I wasn't sucking it like she was sucking it. I wasn't sucking it. I don't suck, bitch. I get fucked.
You were swallowing the dick.
Well, Kelly, we thought you was a top because you was jacking with your daddy.
Oh.
So was y'all sucking it together?
I just can't, Miss Thang. I just can't with these girls, Miss Thang. I don't understand, Miss Thang. The girls want to sit and say that they are the number one radio station, you know, because their lines was full tonight for the first time. Congratulations on that, for y'all lines being full the first tonight, and everybody can get through, Miss Thang. But straight, this is why I told you, Jason, I was gonna post it at 11:30 when I got on, and that's why I waited until they was off the air. Before I posted it up, Miss Thang. Because, baby, the girls snatch our team, Miss Thang, and take it right to their room so fast, honey. I love the girls, though.
So, wait a minute. You said you was home having Trey. So, you was home alone, Kelly?
Who the hell did not even
call?
Is
that
hard to sit long?
You
just popped out of
nowhere.
Hey, Naima.
I don't know where Naima came from, but I want to know, about this motherfucking tea. I want to know about this tea. First of all, Naima, okay? Let me check you, boo, okay? Bitch, ain't no motherfucking ring on this finger, bitch. I am sexy, I am single, and I am motherfucking free, bitch. I can do as I motherfucking please. I can dance with who I want to dance with. I can fuck who I want to fuck, and I can suck who I want to motherfucking suck. And yes, the fuck I did, motherfucking suck up all on that motherfucking... 20-year-old motherfucking 12 and a half inches,
oh.
6 inches motherfucking thick, a motherfucking
oh.
light-skinned motherfucking dick, and his name was motherfucking King, bitch, and that dick was definitely a King motherfucking Cobra, bitch. My pussy's been leaking all motherfucking day, bitch, and it was motherfucking good.
My God.
Was it King Rock, Ma?
Baby, that motherfucking dick was a king. Baby, he pulled it out, girl. It was 9.5. It was 9.5 on soft, bitch. Okay, baby.
So
hold on.
You
know what I'm gonna do?
Take it on your back.
Because I'm not gonna post. I'm not gonna post this picture up like. I'm not gonna post this picture up like that and put him all out there.
Hold
all on, like. No, you're not.
So
I will ban you.
Dick,
I will ban you. No, bitch, I couldn't ride the dick. I was running from it. This thing, it was so big. Hold on, Jason.
No,
hold on.
No,
I'm gonna.
No, hold on.
Wait,
no.
I'm trying to wait. Hold on. I'm trying to open this window so Jason, don't post the picture no place because he's.
Wait a minute. Who left the fucking door open and Nicole De Una Bella is in the room?
Somebody left the door open.
I am going to bed. Who?
Jason.
Jesus is a biscuit. Oh,
she just got here 1 minute ago.
She's
too.
Actually right here with me, and she used her nub and she clicked.
Jason.
Yes.
Jason, don't post the picture.
Girl,
don't
that ain't good. That ain't leaving my inbox. That
Jason, don't post the picture. Don't send it. Don't post the picture. Don't send it to none of the girls. Jason, just confirm that 20-year-old dick.
She is
it's
not lying.
Far. It's all right.
Wait a minute.
My,
hold on.
Though.
So Jason gets the exclusive stuff now.
Yeah.
She is not lying.
And that's on. And Jason.
My motherfucking mouth shut.
And Jason, and that's all soft, Jason.
That's on soft.
Kelly, look at
soft.
Kelly, look at Kelly, look at your flip-flop in the
chain.
Background.
My flip-flop.
Yep, in the background.
I don't
you
care.
Is a motherfucking champ.
Howdy, okay.
Say.
Well, me picture.
Put
that up in there, baby.
Ooh, I cannot wait to get to the Dominican Republic for that.
Baby, honey. Baby, I needed
baby.
Another piece. I needed another piece of king, honey.
Yeah, but wait a minute. She said, Jason, don't do that.
What you say, Maya?
Okay.
Nicole said, Jason, don't do that.
Okay.
Somebody send it to my inbox to see.
And,
I know who the child is.
And y'all voted her in
you
the room, and
it,
she can stay
you.
In the room. Welcome to the tea party, Nicole. What goes on in the tea party stays in the tea party, Nicole.
Right, Nicole, don't gather all the information up in your cheeks and hold it for the winter time. Okay, Maya, are you going to walk the gaggle wing? You know you're old enough to do some of the zombie categories.
Yeah, and you know what?
Oh, no.
Good.
Okay, and Naima, and you tried it, and I'm going to make sure that clip was edited. To everybody out there, honey, that's texting me and sending me IMs on Facebook, my ankles is all right, Miss Saying. My foot came out the side of my shoe. That's the only thing that happened. I had to get the shoe back together. I leaned over too far, okay? My ankles is all right, baby. Did y'all see that I walked last night in the black ones last night? My ankles
what happened?
Is fine. Honey, you know, I had a little twist of the ankle, honey, on my shoe.
When she was doing LSS at the latex Alexis, you didn't see the clip?
Oh God.
Let me go get the clip again.
Alexis, you know, Alexis can't take me, Miss Thing, you know, because I'm realer than her.
Bitch, please.
Okay.
Wait, you talking about the same clip that was posted yesterday when you had the two twists? Because you know,
yeah.
walk, stumble.
Yeah. When I was trying to pull my shoe back on, but bitch, my foot was over too much and I couldn't pull it off. So I had to wait till I got off the stage, honey, and you know, and they helped me at the bottom of the stage put my shoe back on. Because my shoe came off, you know, it slipped
is
off
there,
my way.
Is there a clip of Sanaya passing, you know, the whole little thing with her and
I think it might be one, but I don't know if it's out.
Okay.
Yeah, it is one. It's a clip where the guy gave Shawnee the roses and everything and stuff.
Okay. I was looking for it.
So why on that other show was they saying that she was drunk and didn't know what was going on?
Somebody fell out.
Oh, that Milan, that's what Milan was giving. I don't know why was he reading her. Milan gave the very that Shanice looked like she was drunk and didn't know what was going on and what was she supposed to do and everything and shit.
You know what? They're gonna stop giving Shanice so much because they wouldn't say that to that lady in her face with the Ebony's around. So those girls over there need to sit down and stop giving my sister much.
Well, there are no shade. Some of the Ebony said the same thing, but go ahead.
Hey, you ever heard of tapping?
What Ebony said the same thing.
London.
Tell me, hold on, wait, stop.
London said it.
Hold on, wait.
I don't want to say anything.
London.
Hold on, wait.
So since Milan stole our story and put it in his room, honey, how do y'all feel about everything that y'all read?
Please stop.
Hello, I'm back.
Okay, Rodney's back.
What was saying something when I got off the phone? What was he saying?
Wait, hold on, y'all. Rodney's back. What you said, Rodney?
What was Mark talking about when I was getting off the phone? He was talking about somebody reading somebody.
No, he was talking about Tony Milan post when he went off.
When he read Milan.
I can see a post.
Hold on.
Are you
going to
see it?
Yeah, Alexis,
Who is falling out like that? I can't. Oh, my God. Is that Naima? Mute her.
I don't know who that is, but whoever it is, they about to get muted. But somebody just hit me up, and they said somebody hit me up and said, "Ask Naima and Alexis how was the Ebony cookout."
Hold on, fuck that cookout. Tell me, bitch. When I tell you, you was trying to get off that motherfucking stage, bitch.
Is that what you falling out for?
Oh my God, where is this at? I need, I don't even want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Michelle, go, hold on, I'm going to post it. Cause you... Hold on, I will post it at the tea party. But the girls of the Kiki, somebody is hitting me up and saying y'all not talking about the two fights that happened at the Ebony Cookout. What's the fuck?
Well, first of all, let me say this first before anything. Let me say this, being that I am an Ebony that's on this phone. Let me say this. Number one, the cookout was very.
Who questioned you being an Ebony?
Excuse me?
Who questioned you being an Ebony?
No, I said I will speak for the house, being that I am the only Ebony on this phone, Jason.
Okay.
All
right.
Naima, take it down.
Jason, the clip is up in the London Tea Party.
Okay.
The cookout was excellent. It was food beyond food, even left over, even in the dog, The food was absolutely delicious. It was drain stairs. The cookout was wonderful. It was a success. It had probably about 200 people there, whatever, and not just Ebony's. It was Milan's. It was Khan's there. Everybody was, in the building enjoying themselves, drinking, enjoying themselves in the atmosphere like they do. They want to come for the Ebony's, but at the same time, honey, they want to come and sit with the Ebony's, whatever they're doing. But...
So nobody got caught in the bathroom this time, right? Okay.
And nobody got caught in the where?
Didn't nobody get caught getting cleaned in the bathroom this time, right?
What?
Nothing.
Girl, I don't know where you've been getting your false tea from, but nobody got...
Not about you. I'm talking about somebody else. Never mind. You didn't catch it.
I caught it.
Yes. Go ahead.
Let her finish, because then we got to talk about Paris being attacked by Kenya and Jersey.
That's not it. She didn't attack Paris, okay? It was just a disagreement.
Naima, how you know you were at Ebony at the Ebony Cookout?
Excuse me? I wasn't at Ebony. Excuse me?
No, I said you was at the Ebony Cookout. How would you know?
Because it was at the Ebony Cookout.
Okay, because y'all playing around. Naima, get to the fight.
It wasn't a fight.
Wait, hold on. Because y'all girl is not going to sit here. It's not going to sit here. You know, bitch, I hang up on all of y'all, bitch. I'm not going to fuck with Alexis and Jason and all of y'all bitches that's sitting here kikiing at this motherfucking video, bitch, okay? Okay,
sure.
I will
I'm
flash all of y'all motherfucking bitches, honey. Don't try me, bitch.
Kelly.
I'm letting that Maya trying to be messy.
Is that Tiffany in the background laughing?
Tiffany with the beard.
I just wanted to make sure
nobody's
getting
laid
in the bathroom.
Ronnie, are you there, Ronnie?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about the Rumble, okay, because we still got a whole bunch of people on the phone lines and people that's listening through Skype on the, in the chat room. We can talk about the Rumble.
Okay. Well,
These girls are kick-hacking on my ankles.
I had to work on Saturday, so I didn't make the latex ball. But I was invited to be on Julio Milan, the executive rumors team.
Hold on, Rodney. Alexis, do you want to play with me, Alexis? Do you want to really play with me, Alexis? Because you will vote. You will. Naima knows what I'm talking about. Alexis, you will vote in the nude, Miss Faye, in A-list ballroom, Alexis. Do not play with me, Miss Faye. You got to take that down, Miss Faye, girl. Now, you will vote in the nude.
If you was a real bad bitch, why'd you do it?
Okay, now back to Rodney.
Did she pull a Southern Meekly and get naked?
Fire.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Okay, back to Rodney and the Rumble Girls. Bye.
All right, so got to New York. I had a good time in New York with BBQ, Glenn Chagas, and Marcus. And the clear, we was all at BBQ, having a nice time. I didn't get to worry about sort of cookout until about 6:30. At that point, I decided not to go. So, got to the ball, it was a nice crowd. Came in late as normal. But a few people did come in. And like I made my post earlier, it was good to see Stewart and Barry and Ross and Devin, Andre, and Tony. And I like your post, Kelly. Mine was positive. I did get about 25 hits on it. So everybody did like that post. Something positive about the ball. I like Jack's concept. The $5 pot. Everything was just bring it. $5 pot for lottery picks. And lottery tickets for each process battle. And with each win, you get 5 more tickets. So at the end, the grand total came up to $600, and Junior XTV actually won. He actually won the category, which was 150, and then he actually won the pot for $600. So he actually came to the ball and won $750. And also, I was on the executive realness team. With Julio Milan's team, with myself, Rucker, Claudia as the secretary, Mike Estrellaganza, and Bobby Mizrahi. There was another team that was supposed to battle, but at the ball, I was told that Little Mike Ebony's team was disbanded because he left the house of Ebony earlier before the ball. I don't know if that's true or not, Naima, Ebony representative.
She ain't nobody.
Naima, don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do that. Don't do that.
So that team didn't walk to the top team. That was the grand prize. Also, a little information that came across. Individual did out CB for the ball. He used to be a Milan. he was, did the CD for Julio. But apparently, the ex-Milan argument stayed or whatever came about, and he did not bring the CD to the ball for us to use. So, I was kind of disappointed in that, you know, because I thought we were a little bit better than that. But he did not bring the CD. No answer the phone when we called him to find out what was going on. But we moved on, and we still won anyway. So.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Julio Milan and Rodney and Cordia and Rucka and the rest of their team that was out there, honey. They definitely was on point, honey. And they all of their suits was matching and everything, honey. You know how you usually have a team. You know how you usually have a team, bitch, and everybody, they give you a color, bitch, and everybody is in all different colors and everything. All of their suits was, like, all the same color, and they all their suits had stripes in it down to Claudia. It was definitely on point. It was definitely on point. It was just sad to see that no other teams came out to play with them. Definitely sad. Ski, you're back on the line.
What's going on, y'all? Kelly, all I want to say is on Saturday when I saw you had those flip-flops on and you told me you broke your shoe, I didn't know what was going on. And today at work, baby, you almost got me fired when I saw that video. My patience was looking at me like, what is wrong with him?
Hey, oh, kid.
Hey, what's going on?
Alexis is falling the fuck out.
I laughed for about 30 minutes, Kelly. I meant to call you earlier. Girl, you was really trying to get off that stick.
Naima, is that your Sprint phone ringing? Naima?
No, that's my work phone. Sorry. I put y'all on mute.
Kelly.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Baby, you know.
I was done with my performance,
and I tried to, you know, go, bitch, and, you know, it's a wedge heel, but it got like a tap on the back of my shoe, you know, bitch, and it got hooked on one of the motherfucking ridges in the stage, bitch, and the whole side cackled. It was
like deja vu. I just, when I saw it, bitch, I just visioned the film queen last year from the House of Christian, bitch, when they was debuting.
No,
and
baby,
she came
I was
on
not,
that runway.
Baby, what I tell you, it would have been, bitch, I wouldn't have came out, bitch. I would have deactivated my Facebook and everything, bitch. Cause it would have been worse than her, bitch, because at least she was in the middle of the stage, Miss Thing, bitch. I would have fell all on top of the ebony table and everything, bitch, and broke their table. Bitch, I would have got her so fast, bitch, and hit it out that motherfucking ball, Miss Thing. The girls would have had seen me for eons.
Listen, we was in North Carolina, Rodney. Who was the girl that kept walking across the stage? And when she started walking that last time, she bust her ass.
Remember? Paris.
Baby, the girls would have gagged, honey. Baby, what I tell you, the girls wanted to see me. It's a gagaween, bitch. I'd have stayed in the motherfucking house. Bitch, I'd have answered my
phone.
I wouldn't have answered my phone. I wouldn't have did the show or nothing, bitch.
I was laughing so hard. My patients would have died on that dialysis machine today, baby, because I could not stop laughing.
Kelly, listen. Let me tell you something, sis. If you would have failed after doing all that, girl, that would have topped the whole video off.
Girl.
If I will give it to you, you kept up. You would not. You was like, bitch, I'm not about to hit this ground. I'm not about to hit this. You was like, you was reaching out to the end of that runway to grab that banner, so you were just like, oh, if I can get to the end of this banner.
She actually made the hill into a flat for a second.
My wedge is still a wedge, honey. I'll have her on. She's already at the shoemaker, honey. I'll have her on this weekend and Prodigy weekend.
Charlie, Friday wasn't your night. You broke your earrings. You
oh my
your
God!
Wedge,
when I tell you, it was not like I don't know. Like, no, I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all, baby. The last 3 years at the latex ball, I have not had a good latex ball. 3 years ago at the latex ball, I went to the ball and I had this mini skirt on and I had this bustier. My bustier kept sliding down in the back. I told Danny to pull my bustier up. Danny yanks the bustier up. The whole zipper busts open. I have to take one of Andre tank tops and squeeze into the motherfucking shit, bitch, over it. Last year, bitch, I get out the car. I got my sandals on, bitch. As soon as I cross 8th Avenue, bitch, the buckle to my motherfucking sandal breaks. This year, Mistake, I come out, Mistake, and I'm doing fine and everything. Oh, this is going to be a good year, Mistake. My motherfucking ankle giveaway, Mistake, and the motherfucking shoe break. But this year, at least I had a replacement sandal this year, Mistake.
Hold on. Rodney, okay, let me get some clarified. Rodney, when you said something about Mike Ebony, that had left the house of Ebony, who was that that said, child, he ain't nobody?
I don't know. Oh, somebody on the phone said that?
I could have sworn somebody said, child, he ain't nobody.
Oh, that was me.
That was you, London?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought it was Naima.
Yeah, so you owe me an apology because you're trying to set me up.
Well, bitch, you ain't let me apologize.
You so accusing me in the other room talking about I was wrong for talking about Mike Ebony.
If you listen to what I said, I was like, Naima, don't do that. I said it on the phone because I thought
it was you. Yeah, but
that
was you accusing me.
Listen.
No, ain't no listen. You go in a room and you accuse me.
Oh, girl, whatever. What the fuck ever.
Oh, my God. She still ain't tell us about the fight.
She going to get kicked out of the house.
When the last time she lost?
Naima was with a deaf guy, so he couldn't hear the fight, so she...
Naima, get your shit together, bitch.
You shouldn't even made that post and then was like, don't do it. It's like, why even make that post and then even accuse me and I didn't even say that?
I didn't. What? This? Did you listen to what I just said?
Now, y'all got Naima upset on this phone, honey.
Because she don't want to get kicked out. Like, she ain't walking, Mistake. Now she reading the house, they're going to kick her out.
No, first of all, I didn't read anything.
Did you listen to what I just said? No, you're not listening. When the comment was made the first time, I said, Naima, don't do that. You never responded, so I felt like it was you who said it.
Yes, I did. I said, what are you talking about? You didn't hear me.
No, I didn't hear you. Okay, that's fine.
Joey.
And then you go make a post in here in this room and it's like, you wrong for that. And I was like, what are you talking about? I never
okay.
said.
Okay.
Joey.
What?
Yes.
Joey. Nicole on the bell said, call her.
I don't got her fucking number.
I got bronchitis.
Honey, it's 555-4555.
Oh, Jesus. I'm choking. Oh, God.
317-397. You're live on the air.
OB.
What? 397. You're live on the air. Okay, no, I guess not. Miss A, I don't have her number, Miss A, so why is she telling me to call her?
She put in the group, Kelly, can't Kelly call me? Mm. And somebody in London said, yeah, if she liked it, did you? Oh, my God.
Y'all are not going to let that rest.
But wait a minute. Do y'all tell her?
Yes.
Yeah, could y'all catch London's profile picture and look at Nicole's picture?
Oh, shit.
Wait,
Being that you on this phone, Maya, Angelo, whatever happened to that boy that you were supposed to be getting that interview with?
Stop asking me about that. It didn't happen. I got the calls for it, and that's that. Leave it alone.
No, ain't no leave it alone because you told me this, and you did a David Copper feel on the girl, so we want to know what happened.
Where's the information from this fight, girl, because you asking questions?
What'd you say?
What's going on with this?
That don't come from Maya when her conjoined twin is by her side.
Right. You fuck the one, you fuck with both.
Yes, and I thank you.
No, the little dick alien is on the phone.
Who?
Little one, you choked on it.
Did you call
Paul? Hello, Paul.
Who choked?
I want to know how, what happened.
Hold on, Jason sucked TJ?
Girl, I never even meant TJ. You mean Naima sucked TJ. Ooh.
Ooh. All right, it's time to say goodnight tonight, yeah.
No, TJ not deaf. Naima ain't fucked me.
I didn't say she fucked you. I said she sucked you. Please
I
come out
say
the
say
air.
Naima will never fuck me.
No, they partied the boy at the hotel.
Oh, so they ran a train on some on a deaf boy.
Oh. Never say never because you never know when it will happen.
So Naima and TJ ran a train on a deaf boy?
No. Charlie.
Yes?
Somebody is up in the tea room doing tea, honey. They got your video up in the A-list now, honey. Milan got your video up in the A-list.
Let me see who name that's under.
Wait, but did you guys
see? Y'all is really caring with that video.
So, but you know what, Kelly, you have some memorable videos. I will give you that.
Especially for you, and she was doing that LSS, honey, and she looked like this. She was giving you very much blood and bridges, honey. Oh,
oh,
oh, oh,
oh.
Wait, hello?
Ooh.
Y'all falling out?
Ooh, he
no,
said
that
she gave
not
no not on my watch, honey.
As the situation, how it went down,
like
how everything went down, including the shoe.
I'm worried about I'm not worried about the girls keying at in London. You know why I'm not worried about it? Because every motherfucking video that I have a motherfucking mishap in, bitch, I have another motherfucking video, bitch, that I turn it the fuck out.
Yeah.
So
oh,
if I fucked up this weekend, Miss Thing, trust me, bitch, I'm going to be on the main stage again this Saturday in Prodigy Weekend, and I'm going to give y'all bitches a motherfucking video, bitch, that's going to tell y'all, kiss my ass.
And Kelly, make sure you wear tennis shoes, Kelly.
Where were you, Kelly, when your knees gave out on you, girl?
I just got a text from my son, Mike Ebony, and he said he is still, after the girl stopped asking about him, he is still an Ebony.
So why did Kool-Aid try to make it hot like she got a whole bunch of Illuma what was
the hell? Oh, hold on. Somebody told me I got some breaking news coming through. Breaking news.
You know, only thing that video was missing is they combined all her videos of Kelly when she be going off. You be getting it in, bitch, but it's like, let's say, you know, bitch, your equilibrium, honey, be kind of off afterwards.
Let me tell you something. Caesar is my brother, and he is my partner, baby. Before anything goes up, baby, I get verification and confirmation before anything goes up. And if I want something edited for the girls not to see it, Miss Thing, I can have it edited. But I put it out there because I want it to be real and I want it to be the correct way, like it is, bitch. I don't want nothing special from anybody, bitch. Okay, but it could have been edited to when I just finished my pump and just went on about my business.
Unless you were there.
Kelly, at the
point
oh,
where
hold
you
on. Hold
you
on. I got breaking news. Fatty Ebony is in prison for snitching on his house members.
Who? Oh, that's not breaking.
Who? What?
Who, Ebony?
Fatty Ebony.
Fatty Ebony. Oh.
She's in jail. Let me send that over to Milan so she can have some hot tea to post up.
Kelly, Nicole says you got her number.
I do not have Nicole's number, Miss Saint. And first, and the show is locked. The show is locked right now, anyway, so I can't dial out. And I'm on my house phone, so I definitely won't be calling her on three-way from my house phone. Okay.
Naima, the girl says you're spilling the tea to Milan, honey. What?
Oh. Oh no, he was already in jail, but now he's in jail snitching on the members while he in jail.
Oh,
Miss Thane, dude. What the things the girls the things the girls would do to get out of jail, Miss Thane. And I'm gonna tell y'all a story, Miss Thane. 8 years ago, Miss Thane, bitch, I was sitting in motherfucking prison, Miss Thane, girl, okay? And the FBI hold on, okay. The FBI came to me, Miss Thane, and told me and showed me 9 pictures and told me to give them 3 girls and they're gonna make all my problems go away.
Yeah.
Bitch, you don't know how bad, Miss Thane, I wanted to be at that latex ball, Miss Thane, that weekend, Miss Thane. But a bitch was a trooper, Miss Thane, and she did her 2 years, Miss Thane. Girl, you can't do the motherfucking time, bitch. Don't do the motherfucking crime.
Well, you know
what the fuck?
Snitching, honey.
What do you want, Sid? When is London?
Oh, I was saying that Fatty Ebony learned a couple things to do from you when you got locked recently.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
No. She's the white compound. It's my little insight. Give it to me, Landon. Give it to me. It's my little
no,
oh, somebody said he snitched when he was snitching when he was a blondie. Now he's doing it as an ebony.
But she might just get beat as an ebony snitching, no shame.
Naima, Dexter. I need Dexter to get somebody get Dexter because the Ebony's is in a lot of stuff tonight.
No,
okay.
Show for tomorrow. You know, make sure you guys listen to the show tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of tea, a lot of topics. You know, Marcus is soon to come out under Mega Linty, and Co's father of Migalinti, so you guys beware and get ready for tomorrow night's show. It's going to be hot.
Yes, it's definitely going to be hot. We all are going to sit here and we're going to talk, Miss Thane, and then the phone is just going to eventually cut off in 4 minutes. So, you know, I just want to say good night to everybody.
Wait, does anybody want to launch a project with me? I have a project. Like, you can turn, like, I can make a heel and we could turn it to a flat in just 60 seconds.
No, I'm good with my heels that I have.
What? Listen, let me ask you a question. Where were you when your knees gave out? What city was that?
That was in Chicago.
Chicago.
That was in Chicago.
And this is my thing. Wait, hold on. This is my thing. Whoever had that video and posted that video up on YouTube, Miss Thane, I don't know why they took the video down, Miss Thane. They could have left the video up. So if anybody in the Chicago area or Maureen or anybody that know or Marcus know, because he was at Scott at that time that they recorded that video, can you please tell them to inbox me that video so I can post it back up, Miss Thane? Because I turned it out, Miss Thane, until my knees gave away.
Charlie.
Help me up.
Yes.
Jack. When was Alexis naked? I want to know the tea.
Oh. She was vulgar naked.
Oh.
And
she was fucking down naked.
Bitch, you talking about the eighth wonder of the world, huh?
No. Oh, shit.
I shut the fuck up.
Miss Thane, baby, what I tell you, Miss Thane, I got Alexis, what I tell you, Alexis, I got 20 inboxes right here, Miss Thane, and all the world is saying, Posted. That's all I'm getting on my inbox. They keep popping up mistakes. I keep closing the inboxes mistakes, and more is coming up. Posted. Well, I don't have it anymore. The only person that has the video, it's only three people that have the video, and it's one Butch Queen, one Femme Queen, and I don't know what Miss London is. She has it.
I
don't have it anymore.
That video is titled "Stand Clear of the Closing Door."
I would have said posted in the tea room, but somebody in the tea room is spilling tea in the A-list right now.
Can we get an extra hour?
Mister, you see, if it was,
London,
if it was,
y'all need to clean that motherfucking room up right
if
now.
If it was so, if it was, please. If it was, if it was.